Okay, so we'll get started now.
好，我们现在可以开始。
Well, can we begin by naming our sins to God the Father?
让我们开始以跟天父认罪开始我们今天的课程。
Father in heaven, we give thanks to you that we have this time now to study your word.
感谢天父，让我们有这个时间研读你的话语。
We pray that as we focus on the message, that the Holy Spirit will make these things become a reality in our souls.
我们也祷告，希望在我们研读的时候呢，圣灵能够帮助我们，让我们更，让这些话语在我们的魂中更能明了。
We give thanks for these things in Christ's name.
所有的感谢因着主耶稣基督之名。
Amen.
Amen。
Okay, now today we're only going to go for 1 hour, so we'll teach up to 11 o'clock, and that will be the lesson for today.
那我们今天的课就是到11点钟就会结束。
Today we're talking about the promises that God gave to Abraham, but how that relates to the Exodus generation and their salvation from Egypt.
我们之前在讲这个神与亚伯拉罕立的约，那但是我们今天还要谈的是在出埃及时候这个约如何影响犹太人。
Now I have the statement here up on the slideshow. It starts off, it says that the Abrahamic covenant was the basis of the Exodus deliverance of Israel.
好，我们在这个荧幕上我们看到，就是说亚伯拉罕的约啊，它其实是。这个出埃及的这个救赎的一个基础。
The fact is, because he'd given a promise to Abraham, that was the reason that God was delivering the Jews. Otherwise, he could have left them there in Egypt and they could have died off as a race, or they could have just ended up, spending the rest of their time in Egypt. But he'd given that promise to Abraham, and so he needed to get the Jews back to the land.
我们要了解，就是说，其实呢，以犹太人呢，他们留在到了埃及以后的所有的生活状况，包括后来成为奴隶啊，这些事情并不见得神必须要解救他们，但是因为神跟亚伯拉罕立了约，好，将告诉亚伯拉罕说他将会成为大国，而且他的子嗣将在迦南地得到很美好的生活，这整个地也会属于他们的。因为这样的一个约，所以神呢，他是必须要保守他跟亚伯拉罕立的约，要来祝福他的子嗣，所以才会必须要将他这些犹太人从埃及解救出来，让他们可以离开埃及，回到迦南美地。
Yeah, and that comes out in Exodus 2:24. So if we go down to here, we see it says that now the people of Israel were groaning. They were under slavery. They've been in slavery for 400 years and they want their freedom. And some of them, not all of them, but some of them had been, they remembered about their promises given to Abraham. But the important thing is that God remembered. God remembered his covenant, remembered his promise with Abraham and with Isaac and Jacob.
所以呢，在这些犹太人在埃及所受的苦日子，让他们对神呻吟、哀哭、要求神能够救他们。那当然代表的是说，这些犹太人他们记得他们的神的。但是呢，更重要的事情是，神也记得他跟亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各所立的约，所以他才会也一定要救他们出埃及。
Now, when you see the words like God remembered something, God remembered his promises with Israel, this is an anthropopathism.
当我们说这个神记得哈，这个或纪念啊，就是他。他记得什么事情？这个说法其实是一种拟人化的说法。
Yeah, remember, an anthropopathism means you take human words or human emotions, and God uses those to help us understand God's plan. But God doesn't have to remember something because he never forgets.
我们要知道哈，就是这个拟人化的说法，是因为神呢，他要让我们人可以理解。所以就用人的一些 行为跟情感的一些用词，让人能够理解他的作为。那其实神呢，他是不需要去记得，因为他永远不会忘记。
And from a theological point of view, we're really just saying, okay, now God is saying, this is the time that I'm going to bring you out from Egypt. We're talking about the timing, God's perfect timing and God's plan. So it's not like he just remembered it then. He always knew about that. But now he's saying, okay, now is the time to come out.
所以就说，在这个时候呢，神说纪念他们，记得他们，他跟亚伯拉罕立的约，并不代表说神曾经忘记，是这个神，他绝对是因为神，他认为这个时间该是，要把这个犹太人从埃及带领出来，让他们从这个奴隶的时间。已经够了，因为已经在埃及440年了，所以他要把他们带出来，让他们得到自由的时候，这个完美的时间点是，因为神一直有一个完美的时间计划。
And you can apply that to your own life, of course, because sometimes you might be stuck in a problem for a long time and you think, when is God going to answer my prayers? Or when is God going to answer his promises like he told me in scripture? Well, God doesn't forget anything. He knows he made the promise and he knows your situation.
所以我们也要理解，这样的事情也不止发生在这些犹太人身上，它也一样发生在我们的身上。当我们在一个问题、一个困难、困境中很久了，我们常常会跟神说：“神啊，你什么时候才要把我们带出来？什么时候才要把我的困难解决？什么时候我才能够得到一个全新的境况？”那这件事情呢，一样的是神他是不会忘记我们的，神只是。有他的计划跟他完美的时间表。
Yeah, but God is waiting for that perfect time when He's going to answer your prayers or to provide the solution.
所以神他在等待的是那个，神要我们等待的也是那个完美的时间，然后他会提供这个在最好的时间，最好的解决方案。
Yeah, and what's more important, I think, than having God solve your problem quickly is the fact that you're developing humility and you're developing patience and trust in God.
所以神常常在让我们等待的是什么呢？他是希望我们在属灵的生命里面能够，让我们的谦卑、耐心，
Yeah, and trust in God.
还有对神的信靠、信赖，这些都要成熟。
So you could say it's easy to trust in God when God is answering all your prayers and He's providing everything perfectly and life is happy.
所以更简单的说，就是我们如果能够学习，在这个信靠的状态下的时候，我们都相信神将会完美的提供我们所有的所需所需要的时候，你就会很快乐的生活。
Yeah, but really what God wants you to do is be able to keep trusting in Him, even under the depths of great testing.
而最重要的事情是，神希望我们能够学习全然的信靠他。
Now at the start of class we talked about Abraham and how he went down to Egypt, and he was scared. And so when the people said, "Well, who is this woman?" He said, "It's my sister." He didn't say it's his wife.
像我刚才提到有一部就是亚伯拉罕呢，就有提到说，他们就是亚伯拉罕带着他一家族的人呢，到了埃及的时候呢，他因为害怕他会被杀掉，所以呢，他就告诉人家说，撒来是他的妹妹。
He could justify that in his mind and say, Well, I'm not lying, she is actually my sister.
而撒来的确也是他的堂妹，所以他的确是他的妹妹。
Yeah, but half sister, right? So,
这是，yeah,
they have the same
this is like
father.
我们是叫堂妹，cousin, something like that。
No, they had the same father, but different mothers. See,
哦，
yeah.
那也不是堂妹，因为是撒来是跟亚伯拉罕是同父异母。
Okay,
所以这样讲来，他说他是他妹妹也并没有撒谎。
but see, he said that because he was scared, because he knew that the Pharaoh would, if he said that it was his wife, then the Pharaoh would kill Abraham and take Sarah to be his wife.
因为他这样讲是也是因为他真的害怕。如果他如果说莎莱是他的妻子的话呢，原则上大家都已经告诉他说他会被杀掉，然后法老还是会把莎莱给抢为他的妾。
But actually, Abraham needed to have the attitude that, in effect, he was completely protected because God had already given the promise to him about the son, you know, that he was going to be the father of a great nation, and he hadn't had any children, so it would be impossible for anybody to kill him, and he should have realized that promise.
而如果说亚伯拉罕够相信神，够倚靠神，他就会知道说，因为神给了他的一个应许，是他的将来的子嗣是很大，他会成为一个大国之父。其实他是得到神的全然的保守的，他应该不用害怕。
See, Abraham needed to apply faith. He needed to apply the promise that God had given to him.
所以亚伯拉罕是需要去相信神给他的所有的应许。
Yeah, we see that with David. See, David wasn't fearful of Saul. And I think that maybe there was one time actually he started to get a little bit afraid, but so his thinking changed a bit. But for the most of the time, David realized that Saul could not kill him, and he didn't need to kill Saul. Because God had given David a promise that he would be a future king of Israel.
而这样的这个信心功课呢，在大卫的身上也有看到哈，因为在整个过程中，扫罗一直要杀大卫，但是呢，大卫基本上都发现呢，扫罗是杀不了他的。但是中间，大卫也曾经会有一段时间会有一点点害怕，说，哎，这个扫罗的追杀非常的怕。但后来你也可以看到，就是大卫几乎不需要去杀扫罗了，因为他发现扫罗是杀不了他的。
And so all David needed to do was just keep away from Saul. But even if Saul came very close to David, God would not allow it. God would not allow Saul to kill David because God has given him a promise.
而在这个整个扫罗追杀大卫的过程中呢，就算这个扫罗有很靠近，几乎可以杀大卫的时候，也没有成功过啊，所以这个也让大卫更能够增强他的信心，相信神给他的应许。
And it was the same situation with Abraham and the Pharaoh of Egypt. Abraham should have realized, this Pharaoh cannot kill me, because if he tries to kill me, God's going to have to kill the Pharaoh first.
所以呢，在这个亚伯拉罕跟法老的关系中呢，这个亚伯拉罕他也学习到了，就是真的神赐给他的应许是不可能让法老给毁坏的。所以，如果法老真的要杀他的话，他这个神也会先杀了法老。
So Abraham didn't need to lie about Sarah. He could have said, you know, with a full confidence, he could have said, "This is my wife, Sarah."
所以实际上呢，这个亚伯拉罕他是可以很有信心的说，这是我的妻子莎拉。
And actually, if Abraham had been applying faith even in the land, if you remember, there was a drought in the land. That's why he went down to Egypt. But if he'd had a little bit of faith there as well, he could have said, I don't need to go to Egypt. I could stay here and it's going to be very difficult, but God's not going to let me die.
就是意思就是说，其实就是说，就算他当时留在以色列那个原地，他不需要再往南边去埃及，因为他那时候是觉得在以色列那边是整个都没水没草，没办法养羊，所以才继续往埃及走。但实际上，如果他对神够有信心的话，他是不需要再往南边去了，因为以色列那边就已经是他就是所谓的迦南地，他就已经在那边了，他应该这就是他的应许之地了，他不需要再往下面走。
Okay, but the basis, we say the reason why God brought the Jews out of Egypt was because of his promise that he had made to Abraham.
好，所以我们现在回到这个经句，就是说，为什么神要让帮助这些犹太人离开这个埃及？就是因为神曾经对亚伯拉罕有这样的应许，有这样的约定，要保守他的所有的族群。
Now, even though God is going to bring the people out from slavery, they actually don't deserve it.
但是，即使呢，神要帮助这些犹太人离开在埃及被奴役的生活，但实际上这些犹太人是不值得，就是他没有那种资格 受到神这么好的这个解救的。
Those Jews actually, they have what's called a slave mentality. And a slave mentality means in their soul. See, they were brought up in slavery and their whole lives have been as slaves. So they cannot get over this thinking like a slave, but we call a slave mentality.
所以，因为呢，这些犹太人呢，他们在埃及实在是当奴隶当很久了，所以其实他们从小啊，就是已经有了一个所谓被奴隶奴性啊，就是奴隶一样的这个思维方式。
Now, as a slave, and like these slaves in Egypt, they obviously had to work very hard and they had no freedom.
所谓的这个奴隶呢，他就是。必须要工作很努力，而且没有自由。
But they did have everything provided for them. So the pharaoh would provide them with their place to live and would provide them with food. And I guess maybe if they got sick, sometimes he might help them out with medical care.
所以呢，在当这些犹太人在埃及当奴隶的时候呢，他们是有吃有住，甚至可能有一些医疗，都是由法老提供。
But they didn't have to be responsible for any decisions they made because they weren't making decisions. They didn't have to make decisions.
而这些奴隶呢，是不需要下任何决定，不需要为他的决定做任何负责的事情，所以奴隶是不下决定的。
From the time they were born, because they were born into slavery, their mothers and fathers were slaves and they were slaves, and they were just brought up being told what to do. So, at 6 o'clock, you wake up and you have your breakfast, and then you go to work, and you can have a break for half an hour at lunch, and then you go home at 6 o'clock or whatever. Their whole life was designed by the pharaoh. There was little opportunity to make any decisions.
而他们这些从小生在这个奴隶的这个状态的孩子们，他从小他就没有下过任何决定。他可能早上规定6点起床吃早饭之后，就去上工，上了工，到了可能到6点下工，好回家。他的所有的生活全部是法老帮他规定好的、设计好的，所以他们是没有训练过自己要下任何决定。
So what that means basically is they don't know how to use their freedom to make decisions, and they're also not responsible for any bad decisions because they're not making decisions.
因为，所以呢，他们整个的教养养成过程呢，是没有下过任何决定，也没有为自己下的决定负责，啊，所以他这就是他们的养成，奴隶的养成。
Yeah, so again, even though they're working very hard, actually life for them in some ways is a little bit easier. Because as long as they do the hard work, then everything is provided for.
所以呢，在他们的这个整个的这个生活模式里面呢，他生活其实还蛮简单的，因为他只要工作努力，啊，他就有吃有喝有住，啊，完全不需要做任何的大的决定。
Okay, but after time, of course, they were complaining about the hard work. That's why they were groaning. They were groaning and they'd be praying to God, okay, we need to get out of the situation.
但是呢，他们还是很痛苦啦，因为他们觉得他们的工作太辛苦，所以他们的哀哭是为着他们太过辛苦的工作和生活。
Okay, but the problem was, is once the Pharaoh did say that they could go, after the 10 plagues, the Pharaoh said they could leave Egypt. But as soon as they had a little bit of a problem, now they want to go back to being slaves again.
当这一群犹太人呢，最后被经过十灾啊的法老终于决定让他们得自由，让他们离开埃及以后呢，这些在奴隶奴性的这个制度下所长大的这些人，他们就完全没有办法承担他们自己曾经就做，如果下了一些决定，或是有一些痛苦辛苦啊，他们就变成很不高兴，很想要回到埃及的这个原来的这个奴隶的生活去。
Okay, and you see this when they got to the Red Sea. Now we're reading from Exodus 14:10. We see how the Pharaoh is coming up to them. See, they're all at the Red Sea and they can't escape, of course. And it says, the children of Israel lifted up their eyes. They saw the Pharaoh, and behold, the Egyptians were marching after them, and they were very afraid. And the children of Israel cried out to the Lord.
好，我们现在看这三段经句哈，都是在讲当时的状况，就是这些人呢，他们离开了埃及，然后法老去追赶，然后结果呢，这个很多的问题，他们就开始在抱怨。
Okay, so we had Exodus 14:9. That's where we see the Pharaoh coming after the people, and the people were very scared.
先看这个出埃及记的14:9，就是他们被法老追杀之后，他们就非常害怕。
In verse 14:11, we're going to see that they want to go back to Egypt.
你看到第14:11，已经看到他们愿想要开始想说要回去埃及了。
This is the most ridiculous conversation you can find in scripture, or one, there's a lot of ridiculous conversations, but these people are really arrogant and very stupid.
那你可以看到这一段经句里面，这些犹太人简直不可思议的愚蠢啊，在讲说他们这个说什么埃及没有坟地，你要把我们带来死在旷野吗？就是这些哇，都是不可思议的，这样傲慢而愚蠢的话。
Okay, we'll just go through this a little bit slowly because it's quite interesting. But it says they, and that's basically all the people.
我们来慢慢的读一下这一段经句啊，因为实在是很有趣。
Okay, it says, they said unto Moses, because there were no graves in Egypt, have you taken us away to die in the wilderness?
这些犹太人对摩西说：“难道在埃及没有坟地吗？你要把我们带来死在旷野吗
Well, for one thing, they're not going to die.
？”我们知道第一件事是，他们并不会死去。
The main thing is because God has a promise to them that they're going to worship God and then they're going into the land.
他们明明就不可能死在这个旷野，因为神已经给了他们应许。
But even if they didn't believe that, just thinking logically, the Pharaoh's come after them not to kill them, but he wants to take them back as slaves. What's the point of the Pharaoh just killing them? He wants his slaves to be labor.
就算他们不相信神会带他们到应许之地，这个法老来追杀他们、追赶他们，也不是想要把他们给杀了，他们只是法老只是后悔了，想要把这些犹太人带回埃及去，继续当他们的奴隶，所以他们也不会死啊。
Okay, and the other stupid thing as well is that they're blaming Moses. They're saying, you brought us out here, but it was the Lord. The Lord said, I will lead you. And you'll actually read down, there's another verse later in the same chapter, that the Lord was actually leading them out as the cloud. He was the cloud appearing before them.
而且呢，他们在埋怨摩西，但事实上并不是摩西带领他们呢、啊，好，是神带领他们出埃及的、啊，而且神还下这个云柱火柱哈、啊，来一路的领他们在、往前行。
If you look down in verse 19 here, it tells us very clearly that the Lord was with them and they could see them. They said, the angel of the Lord, which had been before them, went before them, removed and went behind them. So when they came out of Egypt, actually they could see the cloud. That was the angel of God, that's Jesus Christ, appearing as a cloud, and he was in front of them, and the people could see that.
看出埃及记14:19，他就是有讲到，就是以色列的这个整个营队啊，前行的走的前面呢是神的天使啊，在他们的这个造成一个云柱，所以他们其实是看得到神的指引，很明显的，他们是跟着这个云柱往前走的。
Okay, and so right from the beginning, they've been told by Moses, God has a plan and God is going to lead us out, and God told me to take you out of Egypt, and God has sent me to talk to the Pharaoh. And it's all about God or the Lord, of course. But now these people have a problem, they're blaming Moses.
要记得，在当初呢，摩西之所以带他们离开的时候，就已经告诉了这些犹太人说，是神要他带着他们走，而且神呢，要他去告诉法老，他们将可以离开埃及。啊，是神呢，会一路的保守，并且领导他们向前行。所以这一切都是神，而不是摩西。就等到他们走出了这个埃及之后呢，这些 犹太人碰到问题了，就把所有的埋怨都倾倒在摩西身上，好像是摩西要他们这样做的。
Going back to verse 11, so this is chapter 14, verse 11. They say, "Why have you," that's the people talking to Moses, "why have you dealt this way with us to carry us forth out of Egypt?" In other words, they're saying, "Moses, why did you bring us out here?"
好，然后呢，我们再看这个14章11节说，你为什么这样待我们呢？将我们从埃及领出来，是为什么呢？
And now they're going to go into what we call denial, which means they're going to deny everything that they said before.
所以这个呢，就是所谓的一个进入一个拒绝模式，哈，就是这些犹太人呢，进入了一个所有。不相信他过去他们所相信、所接受的，现在全部都要改为拒绝，不相信。
Okay, now this is Exodus 14:12 now.
那我们现在看这个出埃及记14章12节。
Okay, and they say, "Did we not tell you this word in Egypt, saying, 'Let us alone that we may serve the Egyptians'?"
然后他们就说了：“我们在埃及岂不是对你这样说过啊？我们要服侍埃及人。”比死在旷野还好，就是他们进入了一个所谓的这个，应该讲说拒绝嘛，就是他否认呐、啊，他进入所有的否认的状态，他们否认他们之前所说的，
Right, but the thing is, they never said that.
但其实他们之前根本没说过说他们愿意服侍埃及人呐、啊。
Yeah, no, I had a look back all through the conversations that they had, and I can, maybe I missed something, but I can't find anywhere where the Jewish people were saying to Moses, "Hey, leave us alone." They had been along with the plan all the time, the whole time, because they've been praying to God, "Save us." And they saw the plagues, and now they thought, "Here's our chance." But they never said, "Leave us alone."
这个有趣的事情就是，我们若仔细的研读出埃及记的这个过程啊，就是摩西要带领他们啊，从这个埃及离开，然后什么神降十灾的过程，从来就找不到说有任何犹太人去跟摩西说啊，不要搅扰我们。我们很愿意服侍埃及人，这基本上根本就没有人这样说过。他们居然可以在这个时候编造这个谎言啊，用这种否定方式。
These people are not taking responsibility for their decision.
所以他们完全这些人就是没有负责，对他们所下的决定不愿意负责，他们这些人就是完全没有负责的态度。
See, Moses never said, "You have to come with me."
摩西也从来没有说你们必须跟着我走，他从来没有下过这样子的命令。
There was never any arguments. We don't see the people saying, "I don't want to go, I don't want to go."
从来没有人跟摩西争吵说：“哦，我不愿意走，我不愿意走。”
But here in this verse, now that they have problems, see, now they have their freedom, and now they have a big problem, and they don't know how to deal with it, so they blame Moses.
而这些人呢，现在有了自由，但是又有了困难，有了问题，然后他们就不知道该怎么做了，就把所有的埋怨都倾倒在摩西身上。
And they have to accept responsibility for their decision.
但是他们其实是必须要学习对他们所下的决定负责。
When you become a believer in the Lord Jesus Christ, God expects you to start to think like an adult.
当你成为一个基督徒呢，神是期待你所有的思维是像个成熟的大人。
And He expects you to think in terms of faith, trusting in God. Now you have to trust in God. You can't trust in the government anymore, and you can't trust your family. You can't, the Bible says you can't trust anybody except God, really.
而当你是一个成熟的基督徒，你是必须要相信，你唯一可以相信的只有神。你不要以为你可以无条件的相信政府或者是你的家庭，你真正最需要唯一的信靠对象就是神。
This is actually a problem we've seen in America, in the United States of America over the last 250 years. These people used to be a very free people, and that's what made America very prosperous.
而这个事情，我们就可以从美国的这个整个建国250多年来看到，就是这个国家是其实是在一个非常自由而信靠神的状况下建立的，所以他们才会这么样的富足。
Under the rules of the Constitution, and they call it a Bill of Rights. So this is like amendments to the Constitution. The founding fathers made sure that they had a very small government, but they may also made the people understand that we have to be responsible for our own lives.
而在这个美国的宪法的规定中呢，那当年的这些建国元老们，他们就很清楚的在确认说，这个国家是一个必须是一个小政府，政府是小而美的状态下，让所有的人民是在一个有自由的保障之下生活。
You have to remember when the founding fathers, the people that established the country, when they did that, most of them were Christians or they understood about God's plan. And so they realized that people had a responsibility to God.
而当时的这个，所有的建国元老们，他们都是几乎全都是基督徒，都是非常好的基督徒，所以他们了解，他们必须要训练他们自己是对他们的自由以及所下的决定必须要负责任。
So as long as people are being responsible to God, you don't need a big government.
所以当如果每一个人他能够对神负责任，那你就不需要一个政府来
And so
管
the
你。
government didn't have to make lots of laws, and the government didn't have to follow people around and say, what are you doing? And make you fill out lots of forms. And there wasn't all the big bureaucracy and the politics that they have today.
就是说，如果这个是每一个人都对神负责，好，那他就不需要有一个政府在那边天天下各种的这个规则，然后要你一天到晚填很多的表格啊，然后对你的所有的生活管控，这就不是一个神国的状态。
And what you see is people get further away from God now that people don't have that security with God. They don't trust in God. So they're very happy to allow the government to come in more and more, just slowly, slowly, usually generation by generation, and the government is increasing its power over the people.
而当这个国家越来越远离神，他们对这个神所提供的保护越来越不理解的时候呢，人就越来越对生活有恐惧，然后他们就把所有的依靠越来越摆在政府身上。
And this is in a democracy where the people are voting for a big government because the politicians, they want the power. So if they promise the people lots of good things, then the people will vote for them.
而这整个系统呢，就变成所谓的这个民族主义之下呢，很多的人因为选举就有以代表说，就是有很多的选举的这些语言说，他就对所有的人民提出很多的这个他的这个保证啊，然后呢，就慢慢的就好像说政府越来越大，因为这些当选者就以政治的势力啊拿取人民的。代为管理人民的东西，然后又好像应许给人民，这就变成一个恶性循环。
And the people eventually become slaves to the government because the government says, okay, now you have to do this and you have to do this and you can't do that, and you become slaves to the government.
而结果呢，就是变成政府就越来越有权利叫人民做这个做那个，你不可以做这个，你只能做那个，然后最后呢，人民就变成了政府的奴隶。
And you have to pay more and more taxes, of course, because the government is giving all these programs for healthcare and for medicine and to pay for a big army and things like that. And that costs a lot of money. So the government has to say to the people, well, okay, you have to pay us for this. What happens in a democracy then is you have people and they vote for things and they vote for government security. They're voting for their security from the government because they've rejected God.
所以呢，所谓的民主政治，其实是在人民在选举的过程中，他们在为了他们的安全而投票。那这其实是因为他们先拒绝了神。
But what that means is that they're giving their power, the power of freedom, away from their lives, and they're giving that power to the government to control their lives.
所以他们这样的做法，其实是 将他们的自由放弃，把这个自由的他们的所有的权利给了政府，让政府来为他下所有的决定。
And it's no different from the Jews. They were slaves in Egypt, but when they finally get a little bit of freedom, they say, we can't handle a situation. And if they could vote, if it was a democracy, they'd say, let's all vote to go back to Egypt and we'll go and work under the Pharaoh again.
所以，这个民主政治把自己的权力给了政府的状态，就跟当年这些犹太人离开了埃及，却还想要回去埃及，好去服侍，要这个法老，要当奴隶的心态，其实是一样的。
And the Pharaoh is very happy with that. You know, he loves to have people under his control. He loves that power. So if the people came back to him, I think that he would welcome them with open arms and say, yes, I can provide for you much better than God.
所以呢，在法老的心目中，这些人愿意回来，他一定是打开双臂欢迎，因为他会觉得说，哦，能够把这些控制权又交还到我手里，绝对是这个法老最开心的。
Okay, but the solution is in 14:13. See, Moses has to remind the people, stop being afraid, or fear you not, and stand still, and then you'll see the salvation of Jehovah.
所以呢，在这个结果是在出埃及记14:13里面就讲了哈。这时候法老呢，他是提醒这些人不要害怕，不要去怕，好，就是站立住，然后你就会看见耶和华如何的拯救你。
See, the people are running around and screaming and blaming Moses for the problem, and they're saying we're all going to die. They did not deserve to go and worship God on Mount Moriah, which was on the other side of the sea.
因为这个时候，这些犹太人呢，是到跑来跑去喊叫、哭喊着，说他们要死了，他们情愿要回去为这个埃及人工作。
They needed to have the relaxed mental attitude, which means they needed to just trust in God. Don't look at the problem, but look at the solution.
而其实呢，这个时候他们是应该的是，完全有一个放松的一个心理状态。完全信靠神会提供给他们的一个解决方案，而不是在这种害怕、呼喊，这个就是没有宁静的状态。所以他们要的是一个魂里的宁静状态，才是他们真正该做的。
Those people missed out on a great opportunity of blessing.
所以他们其实呢，是完全失去了一个可以受到祝福的一个状态。
Just imagine if Moses said, okay, well, just sit down on the ground. And everybody just sat down on the ground. And then he said, okay, now just watch. Watch the show. Yeah, that would have been a great privilege, a great blessing for those people.
所以呢，摩西是说，你们应该就是坐下来观赏这场大秀，看神如何的祝福跟这个解救你。
And just imagine if you're in that situation, if you're there, and you could sit down and you can watch the Lord part the waters of the Red Sea, you see this great thing happening before your eyes. And then the God could say, okay, now you can stand up and walk across the sea. I'll take care of this. That would have been a great blessing.
所以，如果看在当时，这个摩西就说：“大家好，安静，坐下，看神的大大的奇迹啊！甚至就是让红海分开。好，这时候大家再站起来，我们就这样通过红海。这整个过程是多么一个神奇伟大的一场大秀，是耶和华为这些犹太人所展现的。”
But because of the fear that those people had in their souls, and maybe, you know, they had hatred towards Moses, they thought Moses was going to kill them, and all of these mental attitude sins, they couldn't enjoy that moment. They couldn't appreciate that moment.
但是呢，那些犹太人却在一个恐惧、厌恨这个埃及法老王的状态下呢，他们完全就是进入了一个心中的这种心灵的一个罪的状态，魂里的罪的状态，所以他们就变成完全没有办法欣赏这场大秀。
I imagine even for many of them, even as the God had parted the waters, and even as they were walking through the dry land between the two parts of the sea, they've seen God and God has separated the waters, but they're still probably afraid. I mean, we have to hurry up. We have to hurry up. The forest still might catch us up.
所以，即使呢，这个神将这个红海整个分开来啊，让他们这个在干地上可以渡海啊，可是这些犹太人心里面可能还非常的害怕说，说啊，赶快赶快，那个法老在后面追，我们赶快跑！就他们整个人的心情还是一个在紧张恐惧之中。
There's a verse here which says that even the Lord put a wall of fire between them. Yeah. So,
Between Egyptians and the
and the Jews. At some stage we see that the Lord actually is between them and he puts up a wall of fire. But the people have seen the Lord. He's whether he's in the cloud there of the cloud or the pillar of fire, they can see the Lord very clearly is with them.
而且呢，在这个整个的过程中呢，他们在渡海的过程中，他们一直可以看到这个神啊，他其实就是在云柱火柱中带着他们的，所以他们这些人都可以看见神与他们同在。
So these people don't appreciate that time of great blessing. They don't appreciate God's protection. They have no capacity for freedom. They don't have the ability to enjoy their freedom.
就是这些犹太人在逃离的过程中，他们完全没有办法去享受神在给他们的祝福，跟神在提供他们的保障，所以他们其实就是没有这个能力去承受他们的自由，得到的自由。
Okay, now just to finish off, because we have to finish a bit early today, but I'll just take you to 1 Corinthians chapter 10, and this is how we see why the Jews were able to cross the Red Sea.
我们现在呢，再看一下《哥林多前书》里面有一段哈，提到就是为什么犹太人可以跨越红海。
Yeah. Now, this takes a bit of explaining, but the verse here, very simple, says, and all, this means the people of Israel, were all baptized unto Moses. Remember, baptized means made into union with Moses. They became one with Moses in the cloud and in the sea.
这个是在这个哥林多前书的10章2节里，说这些犹太人都在云里海里受洗归了摩西。我们现在要了解受洗的意思，就是一个合一的一个概念，就是他们在云里海里与摩西合一。
For a better understanding of that, that's obviously we don't have time to go through that, but I recommend you again to the website because if you're interested in what happened there, if you look at the website here, ibdoctrine.org, and there's a teaching in there called the seven baptisms.
好，请大家如果有空的话，再到这个 ibdoctrine.org 的这个网站上哈，去查看。Tim 之前有讲过，就有一篇文章是在讲7种洗礼。
Yeah, so in English it's called the seven baptisms, but we have the Chinese version, and that explains about the baptism of Moses, and you can see why the people were able to cross the Red Sea.
这个七个洗礼啊，七种方式的洗礼呢，有中文版的。那在里面你会看到摩西带领的犹太人他们过红海，其实就是一种云里海里一样的一个洗礼。就是因为有这样的一个洗礼，让这些犹太人与摩西合一了，所以他们才有机会，才有能力可以跨越这个红海。
Okay, anyway, so that's all we have time for today.
好，今天我们只能够讲到这边。
Okay, so we'll just bow our heads now.
现在让我们做结束祷告。
Father, sir, we give thanks to you for the opportunity that we have to study your word.
感谢天父，让我们今天有这个机会能够研读你的话语。
We pray that as we think about these things and meditate on them, that the Holy Spirit will make them a reality in our soul.
而我们要祷告，希望这些神所教导的话语能够在我们的魂里面得到圣灵的启发，而让我们更能够将这些话语都变成真实。
In order that we can appreciate the freedom that we have in Jesus Christ.
而让我们能够真正的能够感激感受，这个我们从耶稣基督所得到的真正的自由。
And so we give thanks for all these things in Christ's name.
所有的感谢，因着主耶稣基督之名。
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.